So, I mean, looking at the draft, obviously, it's about 2 months. It's almost exactly 2 months away.
April 20-something.
I think it's 23rd is round one starts. So,
in a month.
Exactly 2 months away.
Did you hear that?
I mean, we go from March to April, but
this man just skipped March.
What's dude? This guy's flying through time.
This guy's a time traveler.
Hey guys. April's in 1 month.
Imagine if Doctor Who is from Duval and not fucking England.
This guy,
Duval.
Motherfucker. Welcome back to the Real Till Podcast, you motherfuckers. Fuck you guys.
Alright, so yeah, we haven't recorded in a while. And we just decided to say, hey, let's throw a Friday Beers edition up. You know, obviously, the season ended very poorly, and our motivation was very lacking, to say the least. And, we decided to say, let's go for it tonight. Let's just bullshit for a little bit and throw out some content. So here we are.
Yeah, I want to point out that I am not drinking beer, though. I am drinking Jim Beam. But I did go to the store earlier and I bought a sixer of Truly's. So I may pound one of those at some point.
Personal sixer? If you consume,
you broke up there, push to talk guy.
I did, my bad. It's push to talk on my iPhone. So if you consume,
okay, well, you should be
presence,
recording a podcast in the middle of an Uber. So that's on your, that's on
Uber. It's a cab.
Okay, if so you, all right, you're living in 1990s. Okay, got it. Cool.
Okay.
All right, so JC are on the podcast today, obviously, because we're the best. Some other people might stop in. We invited a bunch of people that have recorded in the past with us, and we just said, hey, if you want to join, join. So if we get some other people to join during the podcast, we'll introduce them, but you know, we won't acknowledge them like we will Laxman. So we do have Alpha on the board here. I don't even know what your name is on the Reddit. I know your name on the Discord. And we also have Lauman, of course, sadly.
Hey.
He would not miss a recording podcast.
This dude left a date so he could record a podcast in the back of a cab.
It was a good one, to be fair, but even if it had been going well, I still would have.
All right, well.
Dude, you're such a good bro, dude.
your dedication is excellent, man. I'll give you that, so.
I'm happy you two guys are married so you can keep a.
So anyway, yeah, Alpha, how's it going, brother? Welcome back.
Alpha, yeah, are you married?
Bro, you know it.
Cool. All right, well, Lam's going to talk over you every time. He's going to talk over everybody while we're talking. Yeah. So we'll just do some intros here, just to bullshit. So our lineup here, of kind of what I had set up was intros, just to talk and bullshit about what we've been doing over the offseason so far. Talk about the two London games, Shad Khan, our coaching hires, our offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, and how we're doing that, a little bit of the draft, and then we're going to wrap this podcast up with a nice little fun thing about how Outback Steakhouse almost got our subreddit shut down. So nice little cliffhanger there for you guys to listen. Make sure you listen to the entire thing. But yeah, let's jump right in. So obviously, the offseason's underway here, so trying to just survive through the next couple of weeks, get through free agency, get through into the draft, and then we'll, you know, that long grind after the draft. So what have you guys kind of been doing for the time being? What's been filling your time watching college basketball, NBA? What have you guys been doing?
Friday beers.
All right, well, apparently Friday beers. Alpha, what are you doing? Friday root beers or what, man?
Friday waters. You gotta always drink water, man.
Alright, stay water. Hydrated. /r/ Hydra homies. I feel you, bro. Keep hydrated. I like it.
I've been working and sleeping and drinking. That's about it, dude. It's my life.
For sure. I've been trying to get into the NBA. Couldn't really do it. College basketball this year is chaotic, so nothing too crazy. Duke's doing okay, but this season in college basketball,
you guys want to do MLS fantasy with me?
Man, I'm trying to talk. Okay.
I've never in my life wanted to do anything less than MLS fantasy.
Yeah. I will, I'm not even going to ask you what you did in the one line, because I honestly don't care.
You want to do cricket fantasy?
You want to do what fantasy?
Cricket, Mr. Worldwide Universe.
No. I don't even know what cricket is, okay?
It's just like baseball, but like with a flat bat. That's all
right.
I kind
of yeah.
know.
Right.
And you can go, what, 30 and 13 or something like that?
All right, moving on. Let's go ahead and move on.
No, wait. I'm stuck on this cricket thing.
Look at the.
There's a cricket.
All right, I like cricket fantasy now.
See, I knew it.
I like it. Let me pop that real quick on that emoji on there. We're good.
All right, fuck. Okay, but you were talking about college basketball. Dude, so I'm a lifelong Tar Heels fan, okay?
Right. Oh, man.
What an idiot.
I forgot you're a UNC fan. It's been a rough, like, 3-4 weeks as a UNC fan.
I have given zero shits about college basketball this entire year, dude. Like none of it is appealing to me. And I'm just gonna let all you guys with good teams, you know, have fun, so...
I was when I was watching the Duke North Carolina game, Lauman decided he wanted to watch it with me, and man, that was honestly one of the wildest college basketball games I've watched in my entire life.
Simultaneously with a league tournament.
Yeah, so it was a game. And that's kind of all I'll say about that. So
Alpha, what have you been up to, dude?
Well, I've been watching XFL. It's been kind of exciting.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about XFL. Damn.
Yeah.
NBA's been kind of nice, too. I'm still trying to get into it because the Suns still suck.
Right. Yeah, forget about the XFL. I'll be honest, I haven't watched any games of the XFL. You guys actually haven't watched any of it?
I watched one game. I didn't watch any of it last weekend. The first weekend, I watched one game. Dude, I'm usually so busy on weekends. Yes. How did you know?
That's what I do on the weekends.
But I watched it was the Vipers game, dude. They're fucking bad.
Continuing Florida tradition of football. A tradition like any other.
But I guess it's going pretty well. I mean, Locks was at the week one game, right? Locks, man.
I'm here. I'm just trying to.
He's paying
the cab. I wish I knew what this cab driver was thinking right now. Like, what the fuck is this dude doing in the back right now? Is he like, what is he doing? I just don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, apparently, production's really good on it. The product on the field obviously isn't up to par of what the NFL is. But from my understanding,
let me describe it to you.
Go ahead, dude.
It is the Friday beers of football.
Okay, easy. I like it.
Okay.
Cardale Jones is playing for the DC Defenders, and apparently he's lighting shit up, dude. Good for him.
Yeah, I would love to see BB5 go into the XFL and just tear it up.
Jaguars legend Tim Cook plays for the team up here.
Nice.
So
they had a normal draft, right? Like, they didn't do the thing that the AAF did and, like, put people in their fucking regions or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, the AAF did that, but they had a quarterback draft.
Okay, so they drafted quarterbacks and then just took kids from Florida and put them on the Florida team. Like,
yeah, but that's still kind of applied. Like, the UCF and USF kids and stuff like that, shout out Erie, are on, like, the Tampa.
Ah, got you. Okay. But overall, it was just like a typical draft, kind of, right?
I'll be honest, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, yeah.
I'll trust you.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right, so fucking XFL. What about is there any Jags news? Chris Conley and what's his nuts? Fuck
yeah, he gets a kick.
Yeah, Jerod Wilson. Apparently, we've got those guys for another year or two. So
yeah, Conley. I think Conley's a good number two. We need obviously Chark to take another step next year, even though he had a great year. I think Conley was a great number two, especially for what we're paying him, like literally like nickel.
Are we paying him Milo a year, dude?
Yeah, I think it's like $2 million max a year. I'm going to look up his contract, but I know it's such a small contract.
Yeah, I'm okay
that
with,
it's
I'm
like okay. $2 million a year. For him, and it's
2 year, $4.5 million.
Yeah, like we're okay. paying Marquise Lee like $9 million to do nothing on the bench. So, I think it's a steal of a contract. And I definitely think I'd love him back. And going forward, I think he's a good number two to put next to Mr. Chark here. So, Jerod Wilson, whatever. I mean, obviously not a superstar. He's not absolute garbage. I think he's replaceable, is what I would just say about him.
Hardly the least worry.
What I would say is I don't think free safety is a massive hole going into the draft, but it is something that we can upgrade. So I don't, unless maybe Delfit falls, that's the only way, but I don't think he gives us a big need at free safety just yet. Maybe next year is something we would take a look at, but nothing yet. So anything, I don't think there's really been any other news.
Oh yeah. No, since the last time we recorded, no, dude, no news at all. Nothing, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely nothing has happened that is of any importance, dude.
Cool.
Oh, Yannick post on Twitter.
Oh wait, hold on. Let's see the daily cryptic Yannick tweet.
Oh, here we go. I got some good news here that we actually did. It actually happened 20 days ago here. Calais Campbell was named Walter Payton Man of the Year. So
dude,
that's
Calais
awesome.
Calais is such a good guy. Big fan of that guy.
Right. I hope his play doesn't fall off because he's legit one of my favorite Jags on the team. Just like awesome guy on the field, off the field, like somebody you want in your locker room forever, essentially, is what I would say about him.
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think we're going to have him for like one more year max. I think next year, whether he retires next year or whether we just move on from him after next year, I think next year is going to be his last year here.
I hope he continues his dominant play. So, I'm just going through. I think that's pretty much as far as that. Like,
Alpha, how do you feel about Calais, dude?
Bro, he's good. Like you were mentioning, though, I think we got one more year left to him because he is, like, what, 35 years old already? Somewhere around that range. So he's going to be probably hitting his, like, downfall pretty soon. Like we've been seeing with a lot of quarterbacks lately as well. Like, you know, Rivers and Brady had down years. So it's like, I think once you reach around that age, you're going to start hitting a cliff and fall off it.
He is 33 years old. But still, 33 years old in the NFL is like 90 years old, dude. Like, the dude's been playing competitive football since, like, I don't know, fucking, if he, assuming he played, assuming he played in high school, he's been playing competitive football since, like, I don't know, fucking 2003?
Are you telling me that, like, we're only, like, 3 years younger than Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned 30.
That's terrifying, because I'm a fat piece of shit.
I'm 2 years younger than Calais Campbell. So, no, 3 years younger. Sorry, 3 years younger.
Does that make you the elder of the podcast?
Me? No, I think you're. I mean, I'm 30. Yeah, I think you're older than me, just by a little bit. My birthday's in November. Nothing. Okay.
All right. Yeah, thank God. All right. He's gone.
Got him.
All right. Now we can actually have our own discussion.
Oh, no, he's back.
He's back. Okay. All right.
Do you want to talk about the CBA that just got passed by the owners yesterday?
Oh, CBA.
Yeah, have you guys read that whole thing yet?
No, dude. Do I look like a guy who reads things?
Yeah, right. Does he look like a guy that can actually read?
I wait for people to talk about it online, dude.
Yeah, I saw that the players are kind of upset.
Well, yeah, because it's adding an extra game, they don't get really a nice amount of money added on because of the final game.
Okay, well, they did a vote. Okay, who voted on this? Okay, next year it's going to the full NFLPA membership. But they did some kind of a vote on it today.
They did something within the Players Association where they like recommended it or didn't recommend it or something, but it's, again, it's only a recommendation, and they voted 6-5 within the Players Union to not recommend it. But it, again, it's only a recommendation. It's not an actual vote or anything like that. So now it moves on to the next. But from the only like actual analysis I've read on it, because of course we're fucking not lawyers and like, we can barely walk and breathe at the same time, is Darren Revelle, which, so take this with a grain of salt, said that the owners feel like they're in a strong position and that they're not really willing to budge on anything. So that's all I've read as far as like intricate analysis of it. By the way, I made it home, guys. I got out of the cab. I have my actual mic.
Yeah, dude, we're so happy.
Yeah, you sound thanks. Much
would you have been happier if the cab like crashed and wrecked and burned in a fire night?
Well, get us so much views.
Oh, true, right?
I would have, yeah.
I would have definitely streamed it if I could ever like filmed it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so okay. CBA, so, 17 game, cool, whatever. Yeah.
I'm looking at this.
I'm still laughing at the cricket fantasy picture.
Okay, so I guess they want to add an extra week, and they want to take away one of the preseason games, which I'm perfectly fucking okay with. Fuck preseason.
Right.
I'm trying to think of like what else that would affect. I mean, obviously, like what the fuck do you call it? The salary.
Oh shit.
Yo, what's going on?
Holy dude, that's what you sound like?
What are you talking about?
Holy fuck.
All right, Lamin, shut up. All right, so Weifu has joined the podcast.
Weifu's locks?
What?
Yes.
Locksman.
Yes.
Locksman.
Yes. It's Lauman.
It's Lexman.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's what I said.
Okay, so Weifu. I fucking hate calling you Weifu. We're just going to call you James. Wafers. James. All right, James. That sounds much nicer. All right. No weebs allowed here.
That's fine.
So James, we're talking about the CBA. What do you know about the CBA? What do you think about it?
So didn't they say they were going to try to push it through without the players' approval anyway?
Like,
oh, shit, I didn't see that. I mean, I think it's going to go through regardless. It's just going the players are going to have to get some type of compensation back. But
yeah,
Yeah, well, it's going to go to 17 games no matter what. Right.
Well, right. Here's the thing. Like, if they do that, like, if it goes through and, like, fucking 50% of the players aren't happy with it, like, what's keeping them from having another lockout? You know?
I have no idea, but...
Was it, like, 2010? It didn't last very long.
Right.
The biggest thing is that the owners, obviously, they're billionaires, whatever. If they don't, you know, make revenue, it's fine. It's just the players... You know, 80% of the players are going to be kind of on the bottom end where they need the money. So they'll end up players will end up caving eventually, and that's they'll have to cut some type of deal, and that's essentially what's going to have to happen.
Has anyone else reported Hames or Waifu an opinion that's saying like the owners aren't willing to budge? Because the only person I've seen who has done it, like I mentioned earlier, was Darren Revell, and that's almost Jason Lockhand for levels of reliability.
I mean, that's what's going to happen regardless. So even if they didn't report it, that's what eventually is going to happen is that, you know, the owners aren't going to budge because, again, they don't, whatever, they're rich forever. So players will have to end up caving, and that's where we'll see some type of bending from the Players Association that, hey, they need money.
Well, it did seem like the international game cap is something that will be relevant and probably not worth speaking too much on right now, but it'll be worth monitoring as far as the Jags.
Yeah, I think Dilla posted earlier about the international game cap, and I was going to look into
who?
That, and I forgot.
The guy that works at Target?
Yeah, the guy that works at Target. International game cap.
Just kidding. I love you, Dilla. I still defend you.
Dude, he doesn't listen to this podcast. He's got his own podcast to worry about.
I don't even listen to our podcast.
Dude, me either. Fuck this podcast, dude. It sucks.
Right? I listen to it at least 4 times in a row in the shower after we were... Wait, am I the only person?
Oh, so I was going to say, the other big thing in the CBA was the playoff expansion.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to add, like,
so the 17. Whole thing is that only one team in each conference gets a bye, and then there's 3 wildcard games per conference, apparently.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Imagine being like 13-3 with no bye.
That would suck.
Get wrecked. Good thing we'll never win more than 10 games.
Yeah,
season.
Nothing we have to worry about, Jags fans. So
we can worry about the extra wildcard, maybe.
Yeah, when they start talking about a fucking draft lottery, that's when we got to start showing.
Yeah.
Amen.
I think a lucky team could get a 7 seed and win the Super Bowl because these crazy runs happen in the NFL all the time compared to other sports. When there's no series, the best team doesn't necessarily always win.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why we love football.
So that's why the Titans almost fucking made it this year, which scared the shit out of all of us.
Yeah, like, I bet you if the Titans play the Ravens like 100 times in a simulation, the Ravens probably win that like 75 times, I'd say.
And exactly whenever the Titans are winning, we don't love football. So, yeah.
That's the truth.
Thank God for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Like, I was actually rooting for them because they took down the Texans and the Titans.
Did y'all see the thing? This is recent news. No idea how credible it is, but the shit that floated around the Discord a little bit. Brady being the team he's favorited for signing with, he's not going to stay on the Pats. Is the tight?
Won't happen.
That seems doubtful.
He's not leaving.
But if it did,
he's not leaving New England.
We'll probably split with them, even if they had the best quarterback of all time there.
He's not the same Brady from a few years ago.
Right. That's why like some people had displayed consternation about it. That's not a real word, but
spell that for me. Okay. Never mind.
Dude, I think so, they're definitely a lot more likely to pick up Tannehill again.
Dude, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
Like I would be more worried about Phillip Rivers going to Tennessee than Tom Brady, I think.
Rivers? I'm not
sure. I'd be more
Rivers.
Worried about Phillip Rivers coming to Jacksonville than...
Please no.
No, just kidding. Remember that was a thing for like 2 hours, though?
No.
No.
Sponsored by Venom Pro.
Oh, man. Please don't murder us in our sleep.
So, yeah, I guess next week or this coming week, they're going to do the vote on the NFL, or the NFLPA is going to do the vote on the CBA.
Well, isn't this like a preliminary one? Like, there wouldn't be a lockout until at least next season, right?
2021 is when the
shit's going to hit the fan.
It's expected.
I would be surprised if, I mean, it might actually pass. The NFLPA might approve that. I wouldn't be surprised.
The NFLPA, they fucking, whatever lawyers they have there, they suck.
Yeah, kind of.
The NBAPA gets what they want.
The NBA players have way more power than NFL players.
It's because they got a, well.
So, so this article that I'm reading on ESPN says the NFLPA released a memo with some proposals that they want to weigh in the meeting, and that is mostly about marijuana testing. They don't want any, like, no game suspensions for marijuana positive marijuana tests. A reduction in the number of players tested for marijuana, and then some, gambling stuff, and then
I had seen one where they were basically asking for the marijuana testing like range to be within a certain 2-week period. Like, I think it's longer now in the off season, but they basically were saying like, hey, if you're going to test us, only test us within this like 1 week or 2 week period. And then, I mean, that's basically almost like ending the marijuana ban and all.
Right.
Which is what they should have done a long fucking time ago. But, you know, this is a dumb league.
It's way better than the painkiller abuse they go through.
Fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Just whatever.
It's the dumbest shit ever. The Astros are cheating and they still get to keep the World Series, but we're kicking people out of the fucking league for token up a little bit. Who the fuck cares?
Right. Yeah.
Let me jump off the soapbox. Or
I'd cheat for a Super Bowl win.
Oh, dude, I would cheat. Oh, 100%.
Especially if you get to keep it. Like, imagine if we cheated, won a Super Bowl, and all that they did was like what they did to the Astros, where you fired Doug Marrone and Dave Caldwell.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Talk about two birds, one stone.
See, this is an absolute win.
Yeah.
We might win another Super Bowl.
So speaking of that, I don't know how I'm going to make this transition, but we have been on our first point for about 40 minutes now. So next thing we really got to touch on, this is going to, all right, another 40 minutes, clear your calendars, is the two London games.
I don't think it will be. I feel like everyone's already said their piece about it. We all kind of know.
Am I muted? Did he not hear a word I said?
I think Crumb's muted, guy.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we're jumping from 7 home games to 6 home games. So.
But maybe 7. Who knows? It's the CBA.
The 17-game schedule could be something that really benefits us.
or the real situation that we all know would happen is Shot Khan just punches you in the dick again and moves a third game to London.
Just.
Imagine. Just.
Somebody would burn down that stadium.
Someone needs to burn down the Schlechty or whatever the fuck his yacht's name is. The Kismet, excuse me.
Yeah, you're making words up again.
It's the Kismet. He's a fucking Russian spy. I always knew he was.
So yeah, I don't know. It fucking sucks. I don't live in Jacksonville or even fucking remotely close, so I'm not a season ticket holder. But I do know, I can relate in that. I would be pissed off if I bought season tickets, even at a discounted price, for only 6 home games. Only 6 home games. Like, that's, I think that pisses me off, and I'm not even buying season tickets, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, I remember when it like first came out, like I tweeted at DeRocco and I was like, you know, DeRocco, you know, what do you actually believe? You think this is going to like this signal the end? And DeRocco's direct tweet right back to me was, you know, he's like, I don't think that two London games. He said he thinks that two London games is going to be the norm going forward. But he said the biggest thing to monitor over the next 5 years is really just the stadium. So obviously they put money in the stadium. He said that would be, or they don't put money in the stadium, that would be the bigger issue than London. So nothing on me, obviously, just like JC, I'm not out of town. I'm an out of towner. So, you know, I don't have season tickets. I don't live in Jacksonville. I don't live in Florida. But I think two home games is the limit. Going to a 17-game CBA thing would be extremely beneficial if that one game that every team has to play is a neutral site game. I think going back to seven games at home would be extremely good for us, but we won't know for another 2 years. So,
Waifu, are you right here in Jacksonville?
Nah.
So no one in this on this podcast, and honestly, like no one on the sub or in the Discord or anything. Not no one. There's people who are Jacksonville natives and people who live in Jax right now. But I feel like compared to like Jax Twitter, where pretty much everyone is like a Jax native or someone who's gone back to there, like we're kind of the opposite, where we're all out of towners.
Yeah.
I mean, we have plenty of the crumpets and stuff like that, like within our ranks, so to speak. And yet I feel like this is the whole thing, like, when did we lose the first game to London? Was it like right after Shad took over, or like 2013, 2014 or so? Yeah. So like literally like the year after he bought the team or so, right?
That was probably something he planned all along.
Oh, 100%. And from reading between the lines and listening to a few of the reports, people say like he's kind of offering the Jags up as the team to be the experimental London franchise. So like I want to really believe what DeRocco's saying. But I also believe the other side, where you have like the main dissension point is that some people are like, hey, this team is not loyal to Jacksonville. So like, why would we want to spend our money there? The same way people in St. Louis and Oakland have, where they aren't showing up to games because they know the team is going to leave. Other people are saying, oh, no, he's getting all this extra money. This billionaire is getting a few extra million in his pocket every year. So he's going to spend that money in Jacksonville. I mean, those two games are never coming back. But the real question now is, if you're like Chrome was saying, like if you're watching the next 5 years about the stadium situation, I'm watching to see the answer to the question of, if you can take two games away, what's stopping you from taking three, especially if you go to a 17-game schedule?
I don't know. It's a tough situation. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, like you said.
And I mean, you taste that money, like that good London money, like what, you're not going to want more? Like, he's a billionaire for a reason. It's because he's greedy.
He's actually a billionaire because he's a fucking intelligent man. Have you ever read a story on him about like how like he worked at like a bumper factory and just fucking made billions?
Oh, I get that, but he probably
bullshitting.
No, I got you, but I mean, I'm sure he crushed a few other tire companies on his way to becoming a billionaire. And good like for him. In the same way. I mean, good for him, not the great American for Jacksonville. Maybe he'll move to St. Louis.
What you got, Alpha?
I don't know how much it affects me because I don't even live near Florida and I can't like catch like 95% of the games illegally streaming them. So it sucks though, because I mean, home field advantage is always a factor, and losing two home games is definitely not good. Even if we're the supposed home team, it doesn't make a difference. You're not at home. It's not the same. There's fans from London who don't even support either team they're playing in the game. They just show up because it's a football game.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you start actually like hanging out with people and going to some of these away games, like most of us have, if you haven't, it's a great fucking opportunity. Go get with the Bold City guys or something like that and go to an away game and hang out with them. You'll kind of understand where people are coming from when they're pissed about this. And even when you're out of towners, like most of us are, if not all of us are, you'll develop the empathy over a lot of beers and fireball shots and understand where they're coming from if you've never been there.
Alpha brought up a good point in like the home field advantage thing. But it reminded me of probably your favorite term, the viability shit.
Hell yeah. I'm so buying one of those shirts, Jacksonville viability.
The home field advantage thing. And then, you know, Shad Khan's like, oh, well, is it really home field advantage if nobody even shows up to the fucking games or whatever? It's basically what he says. It's like, you don't even fucking show up to the games, so we're going to take one from you and put it in London where people will show up and will bring in money or whatever. God, that's just some, like, I think that pissed off, especially the Jacksonville, the guys local in Jacksonville, that pissed them off more than fucking taking the game away. You know, it's like sitting down and saying, like, from your own mouth, you guys don't show up for the games anyway. You know, like,
it's like listening to a fucking government proposal. There's no transparency whatsoever. If they had made actual guarantees to the city of Jacksonville, like, legally enforceable guarantees that they were doing what they say they're doing, like just doing this for the money so that they can quote unquote like improve Jacksonville, I think a lot of people have been more, I mean, you know, it still sucks losing those games, but like I think people would be more amicable to it. But fuck that, they're not even doing that.
I agree. Yes. But hey dude, Lot J is coming along, right?
Yeah, right. Whatever. I'll believe it when I see it.
Believe in Lot J.
What the fuck is going to be in Lot J? So Lot J...
I don't know. None of us live there, dude. I assume it's going to be like a party town.
So it's basically like literally the parking lot west of the stadium, I think. So you know the statue, the big Jaguar statue in front of it that people...
I've never been to Jacksonville in my life, dude.
But have you seen... All right. Yeah. You've seen pictures of it.
I have been to Jacksonville. I do know what you're talking about.
I've been there. I lived there briefly. Like, so I think that's on the west-facing side of the stadium. I never know because I tailgate with the fucking BCB guys, so I'm coming in from the east side whenever I go. But basically, the huge parking lot that are out west of it, they want to fucking take it, rip it up, and put like an entertainment sort of thing there with a... Yeah, that statue. Thank you, Alpha. They want to take it, like... rip up the fucking parking lot, put in a hotel, like a quote unquote entertainment center, blah blah blah, like bars, restaurants, premium hotels, shit like that. Now, who the fuck knows what that even entails? I've seen like a few like renderings or something like that, but if you're familiar of like developing markets in professional sports in North America, renderings aren't worth, like, I shit on renderings, like they're worth nothing. So who even knows if this shit is actually going to be quote unquote viable or increase our viability? My guess is they're going to throw in a fucking Jimmy John's, a Bar Louie, and a fucking hotel, and that's it, and call it a day.
How can you attract new fans? The easiest way is probably to win, right?
Dude, think about...
No way, you're full of shit.
A swimming pool's not gonna...
You know what? You're a fair weather fan, man. We need dog parks.
Yo, I'm in.
We need... Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Luna.
The fucking... 2017. Like, dude, how big this fucking fan base grew from fucking... from, like, the middle of 2017 through... Until... like after we sucked, after we beat the Patriots in 2018, you know, like
preseason 2018 was so hyped,
dude. Right,
dude. But we hit the middle of the NFL market. We were at 98.3 capacity percentage wise for our stadium. And if you take out, I know the fucking ESPN numbers take out, like they include the London game. If you take that one out, they're still at 97% capacity.
Yeah, but nah, winning's not going to help it. Building a winning team's not going to help it, dude.
Not that we've tried doing that.
Definitely need to play another game in London, dude. That's it.
It's so stupid. The worst part is that all... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it sucks, dude, but go ahead.
Well, it fucking sucks. If you ever, like, download the app and tune in to 1010XL. It sucks that all these guys are caping for the fucking for Shad Khan and all of them. Some of them are paid by him, but like the whole thing is like I get that tickets in Jacksonville are still some of the cheapest in the NFL. So even when I look at like the 2018 season ticket sales and they're selling out almost like 100% of the tickets there, almost 67,000 people every single fucking weekend in Jacksonville. I get that it's a lower price, but maybe, I don't know, have you tried winning for like more than 1 year?
What you mentioned,
we talked about the fucking, sorry to interrupt, but like we talked about the fucking Bengals, like how, like, would you rather be a Bengals fan in the last decade or a fucking Jaguars fan? And the Bengals have the number one pick right now. They're going to pick Joe Burrow. And I mean, Chrome is fucking up there. He knows how depressed they fucking are with their shitty owner and their shitty team. But they went to the playoffs for like 4 years in a fucking row. Imagine if like Jacksonville went to the playoffs for 4 or 5 years in a row and putting together a very competitive team. Like, how fucking hyped would all of us be to be putting those that kind of shit together?
Yeah, well, you mentioned ticket prices. Like, yeah, the ticket prices are some of the cheapest. And I remember Shad mentioning that in one of his statements. He's like, well, you know, our ticket prices are so cheap, you know, and we give you guys cheap ticket prices, but so we can't like make up the money that we're missing from the ticket prices or whatever. And I'm just like, well, why shouldn't your ticket prices be cheap when you literally win 5 games every year? Like, just win more games. People will want to pay more to come see you. Fucking try to win, you know? It's a solution to this entire situation is just fucking win football games. Like,
yeah. If they were winning and going to the playoffs every year, you could jack up ticket prices and people wouldn't care.
Right.
It's true.
You couldn't put them at, like, insane prices, but you could definitely get them to a, you know, nominal level to where you're not like the cheapest or second cheapest, you know, ticket in the NFL. His whole fucking thing was like, this is gonna be the hottest ticket in town. I don't know. I'm sorry, I get fucking heated when I start talking about this, so I'll shut up for about 5 minutes.
Fucking viability, dude.
I already pre-ordered the t-shirt from dtwdshop.com. Jacksonville viability. Shout out
nice.
To me by Tim.
Dude, so I got on the other day and like I don't remember why, but I got reminded of the high haters shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, I completely fucking forgot about that. So I got on to buy it and they were sold out. I was like, fuck, dude. So I did buy the boat shirt though. They did have some of those left. So I bought one for like $5, but you said the DTWD shop and it reminded me of that. So
yeah. Well, they're sold out of viability shirts now. So.
Oh yeah, I'm not surprised, dude. We need a stadium pack full of viability t-shirts. All right, I'm gonna let you guys talk for a minute. I gotta go grab a brew.
Yeah, what's that? What's everyone having tonight?
Water. You drink Propel, man. I don't know if that's
man, this water. Is water right here. I got water right here.
You drink water now?
Who drinks water?
Who's not drinking water? Hydra homies. For life.
I'm drinking a Blue Point Winter Ale. Because I like to pretend my dick's bigger than 5 inches. So.
Okay. All right.
I said pretend.
I don't know where this is coming from. Like, JC's going to have to cut that out of the podcast.
He's gonna where is out, he? Like half this podcast.
So living where you do, for each of you guys, how often do you see another Jaguars fan?
Surprisingly often in New York City.
It's pretty rare, but it's got to be in like bottom five NFL teams for popularity out of market.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody a Jags fan in Cincinnati, so.
You'd be surprised, man. Like I feel like there are West Coast teams that have less people. Like I've never once seen a Rams fan in New York.
I've seen a few.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
So you asked what we were drinking, and I left like right after you asked.
No, just water. Like we're on the
get back to this. You're gonna have to cut out a part where Lauman's talking about his wiener size. So.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I leave that in there.
That's fine.
As I said.
I was drinking a whiskey sour. Now I am drinking a pineapple truly.
This guy doesn't do Friday Spirit.
Oh shit, that's coming through the speakers, isn't it?
Alright, we're off the rails.
When's the last time you guys watched Remember the Titans?
A few months ago, like, it came on TV.
Like 6 hours ago at work.
Okay, well, fuck me then. If we went to watch that tonight.
When's the last time you watched Age of Ultron?
Probably like last.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, moving on here. Let's, I don't want to fucking harp on the London anymore. We're just going to get Lauman just to get on another tangent here, so.
Probably.
Next thing, kind of down the list here, was made two big coaching hires over the past month here. Yeah, two? Jay Gruden is offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And Ben McAdoo is quarterback's coach.
Oh, I forgot about McAdoo.
How do you forget that, dude? That's an all-star studded cast.
Goddamn, dude. I wish Dom Capers was here so they could all fight to the death in a... Dude, wait. If Capers was here and you had the four guys there, like Dom Capers, Doug Marrone, throwing Todd Wash, Jay Gruden, and Ben McAdoo, and you had to have them battle royale, like Hunger Games it out, who would win to become the head coach to the death?
My money's on Wash.
Yeah, Wash easily.
Wash definitely looks like the most serial killer of all of them.
Yes, I would definitely bet all my money on Wash. I don't know. Doug's from the Bronx, though.
Doug's kind of meaty, though, you know? Like,
he's a thick boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Doug and Wash, like, you don't feel like McAdoo's, like, young and athletic enough to hang out?
Dude, maybe this is why Doug and Wash still have jobs. Maybe, like...
McAdoo looks like a piece of shit. He's dying for...
Maybe Shad came in and he's like, all right, you guys are fired. And then Doug and Wash are like, are we really, though? And then Shad's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Please don't kill me. Like,
my biggest conspiracy theory with the Jaguars is that Shad thought he fired them 2 years ago after 2018. But he doesn't care about the team at all, so he doesn't actually realize they're still in charge of the team.
It's a good theory.
He probably thinks Jay Gruden is already the head coach of the team, which is probably the reality by the end of 2020.
So after the hire, I saw the Jay Gruden thing, and I was like, cool, you know, like, whatever. We're still gonna suck. And then I saw the McAdoo thing. And the first thing I thought when I saw the McAdoo hire was that they are trying to distract us from the London thing by literally hiring the most meme coaching staff they can think to hire, dude.
See, there's two routes that, like, you can either go. Somebody else just joined. That looks like Shock. I have you muted until I introduce you, so you can hold on until I'm done here. But, like, I was thinking about, like, the hires. Like, I feel like those are, like, kind of high-profile, like, hires for the Jags. Like, especially with our fucking lame duck coaching staff. Like, I think Jay Gruden is a great offensive coordinator who's great in Cincinnati. McAdoo, obviously not, you know, head coach material, but... I mean, as a quarterback coach, like, I'm not going to complain about that at all. I think those are two great hires, which is way out of the norm of what we're used to here.
It's really weird because McAdoo was hired by Tom Coughlin, wasn't he? When Coughlin was still with the Giants, and then Coughlin's gone, and now we hire him here. So if we're sucking dick in, excuse me, I don't mean to be negative dick suckers, but if we're being very poor in 2020 and, like, by the bye week, Doug just gets fucking shit canned. I know everyone says that Shad is, like, really kind and, like, nice to all these people and give them a lot of time, but, like, if we're really doing bad, like, we're, like, two, like if we're like, I don't know when the fuck our bye week is, but let's say we're like 3-5 and we fire Doug Marrone, they're probably going to make Jay Gruden coach, right? Which means Ben McAdoo becomes offensive coordinator. Are you comfortable with that staff, with Todd Wash being a lame duck defensive coordinator?
At this point, I'm willing to try anything.
Yeah.
I'll try anything anytime, man.
I think it's like, I mean, if it's the season's going bad enough to where Doug Marrone's going to get canned halfway through, that means Minshew's not the the answer.
Brady went to the Titans.
Let's go number one pick, Trevor Lawrence next year. That's all I got.
We'll never be that bad.
Sadly, you're right.
We're always just bad enough to like not be good, but never bad enough to like potentially be good. Like we're stuck in that limbo where like we're like
never draft first.
Right. We suck, but we don't suck bad enough to actually draft high enough.
And if we were ever
its effect.
Yeah, if we were ever bad enough to be first, it would be like 2013 where we were second and the first pick's like Eric Fisher. Like hell yeah, boys, we got our right tackle of the future for 10 years.
Can we just suck in a bad year, please?
No.
Like, I mean, I want to be the first overall pick when it's the clear best quarterback of the next 10 years.
The worst case scenario for next year is that we're really fucking bad, but obviously we're not that bad. So, like, some team gets Trevor Lawrence, a second team gets, I don't know, whoever the fuck, Justin Fields or someone. And then it's us drafting the... whoever the Chase Young of fucking 2020 is.
I'd prefer just to actually win, so whatever.
I mean, me too. Like, I'm not... it's off-season, so I'm, like, more optimistic than most people are. As soon as we start playing real football, I'll instantly become the most pessimistic person, but yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going to be. I'm going to be very... after the draft, I'll be optimistic.
Let's get Shock in here so I can shut the fuck up.
Let me cut you guys off and introduce a Shock Meister.
What's happening? Friday beers are hitting JC already. Let's go. Shock, what's up, brother?
What's up?
You can hop right in, dude. How do you feel about our offensive coaching hires, man?
Well, McAdoo, I thought, was going to be the OC, but obviously Gruden's a lot better. You're saying, you know, if... Marrone gets shit canned and then those two guys get moved up. I guess that's better than what we had.
McAdoo's going to be the OC. Like, it's just going to happen in like November.
Well, doesn't he have
mean worse is what I would say. It can't be worse.
Well, I mean, him and Minshew, they got mustache meme potential at the wazoo. So we're good.
Exactly. I mean,
as long as they don't have goatees we have proven are terrible. Gus Bradley, Todd.
Yeah, well, luckily Minshew's not all about the goatee, so we're good to go.
Correct.
Minshew's dad doesn't have a goatee, right? Like he was. I can't remember if he was rocking like clean.
He's clean.
Shaven.
Okay. He's clean.
Yeah, he's clean.
Yeah, he's boomer style.
Yeah. He's fucking...
Did we ever tell you guys... Did me and Lauman ever tell you guys how we actually seen him at the Charlotte game?
Yeah. Wait, so when did you see him at the Charlotte game? I was at the
Charlotte game. We were drunk walking to the fucking game.
So we're walking into the game.
Oh, you did tell me that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me, Lau, and my wife are like walking to the tailgate to hang out with Lauman's friends. And like this car is pulling out of the parking lot. And I look in the car. I'm like, dude, is that fucking Minshew's dad? And then, like, Lauman looks. He's like, holy fucking shit, it is. And, like, I just looked at him. I was like, hey, Duval. And he just, like, looked back at me. He was like, Duval. And I'm like, hell yeah, brother. And that was it.
I didn't hear you say Duval to him. So I basically, like, peeped my head into, like, the front cab of this fucking, like, the sun was on it. So, like, it's like a shadowy looking, like, front cab of a fucking pickup truck. So I thought, like, I didn't know if he was saying that or if he was just randomly talking to a huge fucking dude in the front cab of a fucking pickup truck in enemy territory. I'm like, dude, I'm not fighting that guy because that guy is stacked. Like, thank God it was Minshew's dad and not, like, some Charlotte fan who tried to talk shit to us. Because, yeah.
Y'all just looked in each other's eyes knowingly.
Well, if you did get your ass beat by Minshew's dad, at least it was before I got there, so I wouldn't have had to run away.
I would consider it a fucking honor.
Right? Like, man.
Also, look at that guy. That is
a meat locker.
That we're looking at a picture of right now in our Discord channel, and that is a fucking... if you had dad strength in the dictionary, that's it right there.
Dad powers.
That dude has 100% beat up a shitload of other dads at Little League football games. Or, excuse me, baseball games.
That second one looks like he's sitting next to Coughlin.
I honestly, like... If we hired him as our off, he kind of looks like a little bit like a better looking Jay Gruden. If we hired him to coach our offense, I'd be okay with it.
Dude, he's
yoked
like
Gruden.
Doug Peterson.
He's yoked like Gruden. I love it.
If you tuck Gruden's face and put him onto Doug Marone's body, dude, that is fucking Minshew's dad.
Alpha, are those really his sisters?
Yeah.
Which one's his mom? I can't tell.
Top line. Moving on from that.
Guaranteed.
Oh yeah, so it's
Jesus it's, Christ, man. Fucking Jags legend, Josh Dobbs, dude.
Uh-huh, oh God, being Josh Dobbs, man. What do you guys think?
Is he still on the team?
Dude, yeah. Who knows? He's an astrologist, so
we traded the fiver for him, right?
Yeah, and Mercury's in retrograde, so
yeah, whatever. I don't know what that means. Yeah.
yeah.
Ask Josh Dobbs.
We traded a fiver, but my God, why did we trade a fiver? But
Dave Caldwell's our GM.
Yeah, but like, what kind of
single-handedly is
he on?
Putting this franchise back? God, all this can be tied up to Brock Osweiler's $72 million contract.
Do you know what's kind of funny that no one really talks? Literally, the entire NFL has forgotten who Nick Foles is.
Not Eagles fans, dude.
No.
Not Eagles fans, I
To be fair, I'm not a moderator, so like I don't see how many of them you ban, but I feel like it's like at least once a week.
Dude, it's a fucking joke. How many times Reddit, like we just ban these fucking Eagles fans out of nowhere. And they're just so... They just come in, you know, just talk shit about Minshew. Yeah, whatever, you know. We get it. You know, you love Foles. That's fine. You know, he got you a Super Bowl. I'd love him if he brought a Super Bowl to us, but like, man, they don't want to accept that he's not good.
Right.
And that like, it's not going to work. So.
They're mostly upset though that we're like aggressively unhappy with him. But I mean, $88 million is a lot of fucking money.
They come in quite often to tell us that that Nick Foles is God and that we are all slobber the knob slobbing fuckheads for not using him properly is the terminology that I usually see. You guys just don't know how to use Nick Foles. Maybe we would use Nick Foles better if he were better. You know, I don't fucking know. Give us Alshon and let's see what happens.
I know, Shock, you were a big Foles guy too, right?
No, I was not.
The slander.
Let me go back to the original podcast where you were on here. And
Put that evil on me.
No, it's fine. I mean, like with Foles, like, I truly believe like him going back and, you know, during the Colts game and like going into that Colts game, I legit like, I believe like the Foles magic, like, you know, we're 4-5, like, or 4-4, and Foles is going to come back. I'm like going to pull off some playoff magic like he did. So I tried to believe, I tried to be an optimistic, and then he just like dumpster right on my chest, and like I just hated it, man. Like
steamy piles.
Yeah, like literally did so many mental gymnastics to believe that he was gonna be the savior, he was gonna get us to the playoffs, and then he just like just shit the bed. And like it's I like, feel like that was his fault, that was his shot. Like we knew what we have in, what we don't know what we have in Minshew. Like he's shown flashes to where like he's going to be the guy if Foles doesn't do it right now, and Foles didn't do it. So
I know what my comeback is. What do you all say whenever an Eagles fan or someone says, well, you only gave him 3.5 games or 2.5 games?
He's a veteran. He doesn't get that excuse.
You know, the only thing I'll say about Foles is that, you know, he came off injury, so maybe he wasn't ready to go when they put him back in. That's the only thing that I can.
The only thing, though, is that, like, that they always leave out with that is that he was healthy and throwing during the bye week. So it's not like he was like Friday rolls around, the doctor clears him. They're like, yo, get back out there, motherfucker. Earn your $20 million. And he just rolled up and started throwing passes on Saturday and played on Sunday. No, he had been throwing and had basically been the starter over the whole bye week and practicing with them after London.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think, like, I look back to, like, that week one versus the Chargers, and he threw that bomb to DJ Chark, and I was like,
that was
holy shit. Like, I haven't seen a ball like that. Like, Bortles threw, like, a random ball like that once every 6 weeks, and I was like, okay, like I can get behind this guy, and like he threw a ball that we haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, you can. He's dead. You want to clap cheeks?
And then he's dead.
And then but yeah,
but like tacos.
As somebody pointed out, that was the Chiefs, not the Chargers. You dumb shit, dude.
You dumb fuck.
Okay,
how's he talking right now?
This Damn. Is a PG podcast.
Look at that cyborg rolling. I'm going to go piss
again. Right? This guy's a transformer in the party now.
It's time for another blue point, boys.
What's on tap?
How's he talking? I have these. He shouldn't be allowed to talk.
We shouldn't allow robots on the podcast. No AI.
What's overruled.
In 2030, when the Jaguars are in London, that'll be the most controversial point, whether you allow AI robots on your podcast.
To clap cheeks or what?
Yeah.
I'd clap a robot, wouldn't you?
Give me some ham. How you doing, dude?
I'm doing fucking good.
Dude, he's podcasting from Ethiopia. Remember in Stranger Things season 3 where they're standing on top of the mountain? That's where this dude's at, like, trying to pod with us.
Fucking spoilers, dude.
Hold on.
Oh, my bad.
Talking back.
Yeah, you're like 8 miles from... Okay.
Oh, and he's gone.
All right. James, Alpha, what do you guys want to bullshit about Foles?
I bought a Nick Foles jersey.
Me too.
A couple months after the signing was announced. I was all in on Foles. I believe Nick Foles. I did not think his Super Bowl run was a fluke, and I was completely wrong. So I'll take that.
We were all there, man. We all did mental gymnastics.
Hey, man, the Jaguars called me to renew my season tickets, and they're like, hey, we signed Nick Foles, and we're going to be in the playoffs. I said, no, I'll gladly pay 100% over asking price for those playoff tickets if we make it again. I was not on the Nick Foles train. It's just what we needed to do, though, because we were, quote, a quarterback away, end quote, you know, all that bullshit.
Is that a real incentive they have, that season ticket holders get cheaper playoff tickets?
Well, instead of paying like the secondary market prices, because like for the Bills game, apparently they were way expensive compared to what the face value was.
Oh yeah, like if you
forgot, Shock, you're Jacksonville native, aren't you?
Duval.
All right.
<That's a> yes.
Hey, I'm in Locksman's old. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I live in his old neighborhood,
Riverside, motherfucker.
Yeah, boy.
Petey Paw, motherfucker.
I'll see you at the garage, baby.
Yeah. You gonna be there on Saturday?
No, I'll be drunk in my home in New York.
Okay, never mind. Reddit meetup.
But after Thursday night football, I guarantee you I was in Riverside at like 1:30 in the morning, 30 minutes before they closed.
Yeah, well, if you're ever here, you need to hit me up. I'm going to throw my number in the...
Yeah, do it, baby, just, man.
Just pee, or you can just pee.
I need some. I need some fucking southern roots.
All right, everybody. Everybody, start. Yeah.
No, I'm just going. I'm gonna text this. I'm gonna text this dude in about 3 seconds. Oh, Ham's back.
Keep all
right.
All Ham's here. Okay. Ham's off the hill in fucking Indiana, wherever he's at.
That's not it.
Nope. Nope. He's still there.
Nope. Still there. I think we have enough people here for it to count as an orgy.
Right.
Yo, let's go.
Alpha was saying something about Nick Foles, I think. What were you saying, dude?
Well, if you need my opinion on him, just pull up my picture that I did of the Minshew costume. I think that's, I mean, I support Minshew about 100 times more than I do Foles. I support Foles for like 2 days and I realize, trash.
Yeah.
That's fair. Ham, we're talking about Nick Foles. I don't know why we're talking about Nick Foles. I don't know how we got
talking about our backup quarterback.
Why are we talking about a bum ass loser?
So I don't know. I don't even know how we got into that, but here we are.
We're talking about like Donald Payne or something.
20 something.
So Donald Payne, you know, we're obviously going to need some linebackers in the draft.
Exactly 2 months
away. Have you guys like done any like draft research?
We go from March to April.
What's the dude? This guy's flying through time.
This guy's a time traveler.
Oh, hey guys. April's in 1 month.
Imagine if Doctor Who is from Duval and not fucking England.
This guy.
Duval.
So I mean, obviously the draft's coming up here shortly after free agency. You know, we pick 9 and 20. What is something you guys want to actually see out of those first two picks, or
some
what
dick?
Cut that.
Okay. All right.
And what is what's your dream scenario for picks, or what's something that you guys want to see as far as the draft goes?
I think I just said it.
Trade all for Joe Burrow.
All offensive tackles.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we should just have everyone say who they want to pick at 9 and 20. Like go through the list.
Beefy boys. I just want beefy boys, dude.
Can we get like a list of prospects here?
Do your homework, man. Do the assigned reading.
Just don't Google beefy boys.
And don't Google Lakey Boto.
I will not Google Beefy Boys. Got it.
Grandfather clock, but without the L.
What?
Wild here.
What?
Just give me some biggies.
There is a Beefy Boys podcast.
He did it. The madman did it. He Googled Beefy Boys.
I'm not listening to Taylor Lewan's podcast.
I do like Simmons at 9, though. Seriously.
Simmons, yeah.
I'm fine with it. I'm down with it, man. Like, the highlights are fucking elite, man. They're so fun to watch. And the motherfucker's like huge. Simmons. He's like 6'4".
He can play every position. He's so versatile.
Yeah. And for the people who think that, like, Todd Wash will ruin him, Todd Wash isn't going to be the coach once Jay Gruden takes over in, 10 months? So, yeah.
Speaking
don't even
of
worry
Todd
about
Wash,
that.
I feel like the fans partially give him a bad reputation. Like he's not as bad as people think he is, compared to like Nathaniel Hackett and what we had before at offensive coordinator. Todd Wash was hardly the reason that the defense was the way it was.
Can we touch on that for a second? Because I feel like you guys know how we use Tayshaun Gibson, where sometimes he plays free safety and sometimes he's an edge blitzer. That's how you need to use Isaiah Simmons. Like I forgot his name for a second because I'm a little drunk. So Todd Wash has demonstrated that he can fucking do that with a dynamic defensive player before. So I'm not saying like if we take Simmons at 9 and people are like, oh, Todd Wash is a dumbass. Like, yeah, he is. But also he has shown that he can use a player like that before. And he's going to be fired in a year anyway. So who cares?
Yeah.
So for me, like my best case scenario for us, I have like a couple prospects that I would love to have. Derek Brown, the defensive lineman from Auburn, he would fill in for Darius very, very well. Okuda, obviously, just slots in as number one cornerback right away. Won't hate that. Isaiah Simmons, obviously another one that I wouldn't hate. An offensive lineman. I've actually been a big Wirfs guy, so Tristan Wirfs is kind of like my favorite tackle. And then obviously a dream scenario would be to maybe we accidentally draft Jerry Jeudy, and I won't hate it. I think at least one, even though I see so many mocks, one of our first round picks has to be on offense. We have to give Minshew more tools. We need to know if he's going to be the guy or not. I think adding Jeudy to the mix would go a long way. Or Tristan Wirfs, I wouldn't really care, but, I think we have to know by the end of next year if Minshew is going to be the guy or not. I think adding Jeudy and Wirfs would be extremely beneficial for his development going forward.
Do you think, Austin Hooper is somebody that we might grab in free agency to help out with the offense?
God, I hope so.
I don't actually think Austin Hooper is that good. I think he's... People might hate on me for saying this, but he's been sort of a product of Matt Ryan's... I'm not going to say greatness. I'll say goodness.
Well, he could be Minshew's goodness, though. I mean, fuck, O'Shaughnessy was...
This is better than what we have, but I'm saying for the price that we have to pay, is he going to be worth the price tag?
Probably not, but that's free agency.
He wants $11 million a year.
You remember Julius Thomas?
Yeah, well, that motherfucker had Peyton Manning throwing to him. But, like, Austin Hooper could be way better with Minshew. I mean, come on, man. Anything's better than what we got.
I don't need Austin Hooper, but if we're going to blow money on a fucking free agent, it might as well be that.
He's been in the league a few years. How old is he? I know he's not like a rookie or second year player or anything.
It's a minute. I mean, last year I was a huge advocate for us trading for Cam Brait, though.
Yeah, what has he done? Fuck all.
Yeah, who's that motherfucker on left tackle? He ain't worth a shit. Or no, right guard.
Can?
AJ Can?
No, the other motherfucker.
Cam Robinson. Oh, good lord.
Left.
This is when we need to draft like Makey Becton so he can have a lineman whose name isn't like indistinguishable from a bunch of other trash players.
Cam Robinson, AJ Can.
Yeah, Cam and Cam. When you're trying to debate that shit, it gets lost in translation.
No, the guy we got from the Panthers.
Oh, Norwell. Left
you
guard.
Mean Jeff Norwell. Swain?
Yeah, Jeff Swain.
Norwell, Beatles, yeah.
Jettison Norwell and then draft somebody in left tackle.
We were talking about the draft. Does anyone have like anything out of left field like that is not a popular draft pick that they're interested in?
J.K. Dobbins.
Running back.
J.K. Dobbins.
Jonathan Taylor.
Have y'all seen... God, J.K. Dobbins is so fucking fun to watch.
This guy sounds like he's recording a YouTube video.
This guy's trying to get us to draft another first-round running back, dude. What are you
Let's
doing?
Let's do it, baby.
Second round running back. He'll be
there's no way.
Oh, my God. I would kill myself. I would,
in the first round.
We have so many other holes that,
if
like,
we draft a running back in the second round, I will climb to the top of the Empire State Building and threaten to throw myself
off. The Modus, dude?
Let's go on the Modus.
We're going to the Modus. Oh, fuck.
Let's draft Jalen Hurts in the first round.
Can we do that? Can you draft rights?
29. Lamp at 4.
I say we trade two first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey.
You guys remember last year when people were talking about drafting Juwan Taylor with our first-round pick, and we got Josh Allen instead?
Yes, that was a great pick. Then we got Juwan Taylor.
Yeah, and then he sucked dick, but he's kind of okay, so we're okay with it. Like,
hey, Baselli said he was cool, so he's
bag
cool.
Chaser.
Yeah.
Bag chaser.
Baselli said that Luke Jokel was great. He's like, you guys don't. You're like, he fucking allows a sack for like 5 of his reps, but the other 60, he's fine. So what's the big deal?
He's about the sack.
5 fucking sacks.
Baselli likes to look at it a different way, which is why he's on the radio and not coaching right now.
Exactly.
Eric Flowers.
Same way with fucking Brunel, if he's even on the radio at this point.
Oh, you know, he's too busy crying. I saw him at a Lowe's over on the west side of Jacksonville the other day. I was giving him a stare, and I was like, I'm going to go say hi to him, but I'm not going to do it.
Did you not have your rosary on?
No, I didn't. But I did high-five Gerard the week before for the air show down at the Jack's Beaches.
Dope. I heard Darius got into some shit, which made Donovan Darius not like.
Yeah, he got caught with some fucking drugs. Pretty sure.
Was that the guy? Mm. No.
No, he didn't get caught with drugs.
No, he didn't get caught with drugs.
Double D got caught with drugs.
Well, he got caught with trying to kill people.
Was that
like himself?
I must have missed something here.
He got caught with pills, right? Like,
yeah.
It was a DUI. He had pill bottles in his car.
Yeah, it was DUI, but not like alcohol.
But then he was like, but then they put him in like fuck, what was it? It was like an involuntary institutionalization. I guess he was just like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself or something.
Yeah, he took like 20 to 30 antidepressants, is what he said.
I feel really bad. This girl that I dated in Jacksonville, I was living there. She worked for like some foundation or some shit. And Donovan.
All right, I muted him. I don't want to hear that dumb shit about what he's gonna fucking talk about some girl. So hopefully he doesn't even hear.
You're not me.
He's gonna keep talking.
I'm gonna unmute
him now. All right. Oh yeah, that was an awesome story, Loudman, about your girl or whatever.
Oh, Loudman. I'm sorry, I said Laxman.
Lou man.
It's the Donovan story. He's talking about Donovan.
Donovan, bro.
That's a weird
that
name
dude.
For a girl.
I like watching. I remember watching him hit that person in Green Bay across the middle. That's when football was football.
He knows. Was that Donald he knows Driver? He's not muted anymore, right?
I do. I was respecting it.
Oh, okay.
Indeed, Jalen.
Can we get Jalen?
Wait, that's exactly how I imagined it would sound when someone said it.
Indeed. All right, he's going to grab a piss and he's gonna get beer.
I thought that was supposed to be a drunk podcast, but I feel like me and JC are the only ones drinking.
Whoa, come on, man.
Okay, well, other than
okay, well, here's the thing. Alpha is like 12, so he's drinking water.
He's still drunk, though.
Now. I'm fucking younger than High
on life.
Ham is like 12. He's drinking water.
And I'm going Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm fucking sweet tea.
And James is drinking water. We know that he likes to stay hydrated.
I left my Tinder date for this.
Shock says he's 35.
Tinder
which,
date.
Hey, that's
I
mean, a good
consumed
idea.
Any liquids in over 24 hours. I'm being
Jesus
serious.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Drunk through dehydration.
I remember that one time we were talking about shitting, and then you're like, "Yeah, dude, I haven't shit in like 4 weeks."
Yeah,
who's got the 850 numbers
for me? It's because I fasted so long. I just fast all the time.
Wow,
this guy's like a 165 pound UFC fighter, but like he could beat all of our asses. But also, he doesn't drink water.
So you got super constipation.
Yeah, but it comes out in like just little drips.
Oh, I hate the little rabbit turd.
Oh, it's the worst.
Who's the 850 number? Who are you?
That's me, bro.
That's you.
Okay.
Alright, I'm back.
Penis, it's me.
850? I don't know who 850 is.
I'm fucking confused now.
Alright, so we've been going for a couple hours here, so.
Oh Jesus!
Does anybody else have anything else they want to say or get out while we before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I do know. I know it's been a while since we did one of these things, and I highly doubt there would be enough material to do another one of these before the draft. But we'll
free agency.
We'll see.
Hey, we just signed some fuckers, right? or picked up their option?
It was Conley.
Yeah, we talked about that like an hour ago. God.
Whoa, I picked up at the end.
An hour ago.
That's like the first thing we talked about. We're like, hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah,
we talked about
shit.
We talked about the XFL too, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah. I haven't watched any of that. I like the AF or AAF or whatever the fuck it was.
The XFL.
The thing last year.
AAF, yeah. It sucked.
Yeah, it was way better than XFL.
Nah, bro. XFL is the way.
Yeah, how about that?
I think XFL is here to stay.
The what?
All right, I'm taking over here. So, this is how we're going to wrap it up here. We kind of had our intro of, you know, how Outback Steakhouse almost took down the subreddit, which was kind of funny.
How did that happen?
But will you let me talk?
Yes, no. Please do it. Please tell us how, guy.
Flounder, the guy that actually works with like all the.
Let me interrupt for a second. So basically there are two useful moderators on the subreddit. There's Kromatos, who does like 98% of the actual like moderating of the content, right?
And then there's 30.
And then there's Flounder, who does like 100% of all of the flares and the CSS and those are like the two like actual valuable members of the moderation team. But continue. Go ahead.
Jaguar 8 or 9.
So anyway, I don't know how you guys use Reddit. Either you use it through new Reddit, old Reddit, whatever. Flounder has been like blocking all the promoted ads through both of them, the new Reddit and the old Reddit. So one of the actual admins of Reddit, like literally like one of the highest people on Reddit, messaged us in the mod mail. And he's like, hey, guys, it looks like the CSS in your subreddit is hiding our advertisements. And he's like, I'm just trying to figure out what's causing this. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, here we go. Like, I messaged like all the mod. We messaged all the mods and like our Discord mod chat, or like what the fuck's going on? Like, this has to be Flounder doing something. And obviously Flounder was like blocking all the ads out of it. And like, we're trying to figure out what's going on. And Flounder tells us, he's like, yeah, I've been blocking all the ads out of that. So you're welcome, subreddit. You can thank Flounder for that. And it was like all the promoted links, and it turned out that it was a fucking Outback ad. Like, Outback Steakhouse was being blocked on the subreddit, and Flounder was like sweating some bullets, like, oh yeah. Shit, like, you know, the Reddit admin's gonna like fucking can me, he's gonna like take down the subreddit and everything like that.
He was like fully prepared to take the punishment for all of us. He's like, dude,
go down with the ship. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, guys, if anything happens, I just want you to know that I'm taking full responsibility. Like,
so yeah, and then obviously, you know, he figured out a workaround to like where the advertisement's still hidden, and you know, they don't know about it. So, but the biggest one's like. So you probably see it on the actual sidebar still, but like Reddit has advertisements that look like posts. If you're like it would like scroll in the middle of your post, it would actually still show an advertisement. So he's actually hiding that one still, but he's actually not hiding the one that's on like the Outback sidebar. So yeah, that is how Outback almost took down our entire Jag subreddit. And when that happened, me, JC, decided to like snake on in case it actually like they actually did shut us down. Like, we snaked like Jacksonville Jaguars subreddit, Duval is a subreddit, Jack's Jags subreddit, and like we were like preparing, like, we're gonna have to shut this shit down, we're gonna start our own subreddit, we're gonna abandon Jaguars, and who knows what's gonna happen. So
yeah, we snaked.
Me and Vigo would have made our own rogue sub.
Yeah, we were gonna go rogue,
dude.
How long ago was this? Because I actually kind of remember you asking.
It was like, 2 months ago.
I do fondly remember at one point y'all were asking, okay, If Jaguars were to shut down, what would be some good alternate subject? Yeah. I do remember that. That shit was funny.
So yeah, that's kind of how it was. Literally, like, we were trying to feel like the admins were like trying to literally just show an Outback ad. So
yeah, I guess Outback was just like, hey, our ad's not here. Like,
our ad's not getting any clicks on this subreddit. Yeah, why? Right.
I work in tech. If you fuck with the analytics guys, they start to freak out. Like,
zero clicks. So
yeah.
Not on our subreddit, motherfuckers. Cool. So
I just want to say, Flounder, you are a true American hero. Salute! Yeah.
Shout out to Mel, too. I know she doesn't exist, but...
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah. Good pod with you.
Yeah. So that's... we've been recording for 2 hours now, so... An hour and a half, whatever.
Yo, I have some good shit from that, right?
We're gonna have to chop and screw this.
Nah, I'm not chopping fine. Anything.
Flip
dude.
It down and reverse it.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna hear Lauman talking about his wee wee. So cool.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, I missed it. What'd you say about your? What'd you say about your?
Something about his wee wee under 5 inches. Whatever.
Dude. It's 4 1/4. God.
Like a chopped salad.
Cool. So we're gonna do outros here. Let's wrap this up here.
Oh, dude, yeah. We've got we've got quite a few people here, so let's give everybody a chance to talk.
We're going to go down the list. We're going to go ahead and say, Lauman, go ahead and go first, man. Give an outro here.
What's up?
All right, Lauman, you've been muted. Go ahead, Shock. What do you got for us, brother?
Duval! All
right.
What do you got here, James?
Jaguars 2021 Super Bowl champs, Gardner Minshew, Super Bowl MVP, baby.
Boom. Like done. Ham, what do you got?
All right. Two things. One, my fucking balls still itch. Two,
go to a doctor.
Stand Donald Payne.
Okay. Donald Payne, got it. And Alpha, go ahead, man. All right. Good talk. JC, go ahead.
All right. So it was pretty lit hanging out and fucking Friday beers, dude.
And go Jacksonville Jaguars.